You're listening to The Wild Woman with Sarah Diop, remembering your wild one episode at a time. Welcome back, Wild Women. I'm so happy to be here with you. So, as you know, I took the summer off to rest, play, to be with my family, and to just be. Now I'm back feeling refreshed and ready to ease into this new season with you. Before we dive in, just a quick note. This podcast is brought to you by my workbook, Awaken Your Wild Woman, a guided journey to reclaim your intuition, creativity, and sovereign soul. You can find the link in the show notes below, or by visiting my website at sarahdiop.com. Summer was beautiful, wasn't it? Late nights with friends and family, lakes, pools, beaches, nature walks, gardens, and so much good food. For me, it meant trips to the lakes with my kids. We went to a water park, drive-in movies, and long evenings watching the sunset. But now the air is shifting. I feel it. I'm sure you do too. There's a crispness in the morning. I even put a jacket on the other day. The kids are going back to school, vacations are ending, and I find myself reflecting on what my daily life is going to look like for me and my family. For me, this is the transition, the beautiful, sometimes bittersweet shift from the spontaneity of summer to the structure of fall. And in this transition, I'm asking myself, what do I want to carry with me into the fall? What goals, passions, or community do I want to bring with me as life gets busier and more structured again? And importantly, how do I want to make sure I've carved out joy, peace, and passion for myself, even when the schedule fills up? Because the truth is, fall doesn't have to mean losing everything we loved about the summer. It can mean choosing what we want to keep. So, that's what we're exploring this month. How to transition with intention, how to carry the joy forward, and how to release what we don't need to take with us. Now, let's talk about the astrology of September, because the cosmos is supporting this theme of transition and intention in a really beautiful way. September is a month of refinement and integration. We're being asked to get clear on what we want, to get organized, one of my favorite things, and to set ourselves up for the season ahead. Let's look at the key dates. This is a time if you want to note the key dates to get out a pen and paper or open your notes app. On September 10th, Venus enters Scorpio, making our connections more intense and passionate. This is about deep emotional bonds and transformation in relationships. And here's something to keep in mind. Venus will go retrograde in Scorpio next month. So this month, we're being asked to prepare, to dig deep into any relationship issues, to release baggage, and to get honest with ourselves and the people we love. On the same day, Uranus, the planet of change, revolution, and awakening, stations retrograde in Gemini. This is actually a really welcoming energy. Uranus retrograde slows things down. It gives us a chance to reset and adjust. Changes that have been happening too fast can be integrated. We can catch our breath. If you've been feeling overwhelmed by all the shifts and changes in your life, maybe from surviving the eclipse season, this is a cosmic permission slip to slow down, to let things settle, to make plans for next year instead of trying to force everything right now. Then, on the next day, September 11th, we have a new moon in Virgo. This is a big one, wild ones. Virgo is the sign of work, health, daily routines, and practical service. The new moon in Virgo is all about creating a life that actually supports the person you're becoming. This new moon is a highly productive reset, which I absolutely love, having my moon in Virgo. It's asking us what systems need to be put in place, what habits are we ready to cultivate, and what do you need to take care of for yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, as you move into this new season. This is the seed planting moon, so to speak. But Virgo energy isn't about grand dramatic gestures. It's about one repairable intention, one practical step, one small change that you can actually follow through on. That's one thing that Carolyn Mace, I took a seminar with her years ago when she wrote Sacred Contracts. So I was in my 20s at that time. She talked about keeping promises to yourself. How you expect the universe, or she talked more about angels, specifically your guardian angel. How do you expect them to answer prayers if you never follow through on the promises you even make yourself? So that kind of stuck with me. I'm really good at like committing to something. However, this is a good reminder that sometimes you just need these small, practical things to do that are easy to do to build that personal commitment muscle. Little small commitments that you can make to yourself to build that muscle so you can take the promises you make to yourself as seriously as the promises you make to your loved ones. Then on September 23rd, we have the autumn equinox. The sun moves into Libra, kicking off the Libra season. The equinox is a moment of perfect balance. Equal day, equal night. It's a power symbol of equilibrium and the sacred dance between light and dark, give and take. As you move into the Libra season, focus shifts from personal refinement, which is Virgo, to relationships, partnerships, and harmony. We are asked to consider, how do I function alongside other people? Where do I need to find more balance? That's very Libra. Where have I been giving too much or not enough? Libra season is also a time for beauty, creativity, and peace. So as we transition into fall, Libra is whispering, don't forget to enjoy the beauty of this season. Don't forget to nurture the relationships that sustain you. And fall, honestly, fall is just such a beautiful season. If you're somewhere where all the leaves change and everything gets crisp, sweaters and coziness and pumpkin spice everything. And finally, on September 26th, we have the full moon in Aries, also known as the harvest moon. So this moon closes out the autumn equinox. This is fiery, bold, courageous. A full moon in Aries asks us, what have we been waiting to start? What have we been holding back? And when is it time to finally put ourselves first? But there's a twist. This full moon is conjunct Neptune. That means the energy isn't just about charging ahead aggressively, which is very Aries energy. It's about trusting your intuition. It's about feeling your way forward, even when the path isn't completely clear. The Aries full moon opposes the Libra sun, which means there's this beautiful tension between me and we. So where have you been over-accommodating others? Where have you lost yourself in a relationship or a role? The moon is asking you to reclaim your identity, but to do it with compassion, not aggression. I think the whole tension between the we and me is interesting for this time of year as well, for this transition, because I find transitioning from the summer months into the fall, there's a lot more we, the we of work, the we of kids, the we of schools, the we of activities, the we of friendships, all these things, that in the restructuring of our lives versus the, I guess, chaos of the summer, spontaneity of the summer, sometimes the we gets pushed to the back. It's a nice reminder during this specific transition. So I think it really fits in well this year. Okay, as an overview of, let's say, the arc of September, we've got Virgo new moon, September 11th. That's a practical reset. You get organized, you create systems and routines that support you and your family. The autumn equinox, which is Libra season, on September 23rd, is all about balance, relationships, and harmony, finding that equilibrium as the seasons start to change. And then finally, we have the Aries full moon, which is September 26th. That's about courage, independence, bold action. Put yourself first with intuition, not force. So I invite you to use this new moon to get grounded and clear. Use the Libra season to find balance in your relationships and in your life. And then use the full moon to courageously claim what you need and release what you don't. The health tip I've decided on for September is a pretty simple one. It's just move your body. Spending all this time outside hiking and swimming and riding my bike was pure joy. And now that fall's coming, I want to make sure I keep that momentum going, because movement is medicine. Study after study shows that physical activity lowers cholesterol, which is your stress hormone, releases endorphins that improve your mood, reduces symptoms of anxiety and depression, and that's also helpful as the days start to get shorter, less sunshine, improves your sleep quality, and it boosts your overall well-being. So that's why I've decided on this really simple health tip this month of moving your body. I'm still going to go back to my sunrise yoga and Pilates practice, which I was doing when the kids were in school. But I also want to keep hiking and biking and maybe even jogging in the forest. I have really loved that time so much, being in the forest. So I think I'm going to really reflect on how I can fit those activities into my weekly practice as well, so that I don't lose those. I've also been reflecting on July's touchstone, which we talked about taking a piece of cake for yourself. And I was thinking, what is something that I used to love to do? And I just don't do it anymore. And I realized I really miss dancing. It's something that has always brought me a lot of joy ever since I started ballet class at 3 years old. So I reached out to an old friend over the summer to see if she'd like to join a dance class with me once a week at the local dance studio. So start reflecting on something that you could do just for you in the fall. Once things start to get more structured, make sure you carve out some time for things that bring you joy. For me, it was hiking and biking in the forest. What about you? What are some activities that brought you joy this summer that you want to bring into the fall? Or what are some things that fell to the wayside during the summer? Like for me, my sunrise yoga practice, I left that behind. What are some other ones that you want to pick up that you left behind? Maybe it's hiking, swimming, yoga, dancing. It could be from the summer. It could be from years ago. Schedule it into your routine now before life gets too busy. So this month's ritual is inspired by Nina Bargel's book, The Crone Zone. I read it over the summer. If you haven't read it or heard of it, for those of us in perimenopause or transitioning into menopause, it has lots of fun, dark humor, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I highly recommend picking it up. One of the main themes of the book, it's a beautiful philosophy that Nina has, and she talks about knowledge, wisdom, and fuck it. So acknowledge what you want to learn, the facts, the information, the experiences. Wisdom is knowing what to do with that knowledge and how to apply it to your life. And fuck it is the freedom to let go of what no longer serves you. It's the sacred permission to release the things we don't want to carry anymore. In addition, I think also not really caring what other people think, being over that now. So as we transition to the fall, I love the idea of using a ritual to release what we don't want to take with us. So I got this from her book. It may not be an exact replica because it's just based on my memory, because I borrowed that book from the library, although I will be purchasing it because I thought it was just awesome. So what you'll need for the ritual is a piece of paper and a pen, scissors, a garden plant, or an indoor house plant will do as well. So what we're going to do is write down something you don't want to take with you into the fall. So that could be fear that's been holding you back, a limiting belief, a grudge you've been carrying, an obligation that isn't yours to carry, a story about yourself that no longer serves you. Maybe it's a cycle you keep on repeating that you just are done with now. Write that down. No one else is going to see this, so be really honest and specific with yourself about what you want to release. And after you write it down, what you're going to do is cut the paper in half. This is obviously symbolic of literally cutting the cord to whatever you wrote down on that paper. You're separating yourself from what you're releasing. Then what you're going to do is going to bury it in the garden, the two pieces of paper separate. Bury it in the garden near a plant. If you don't have a garden, just put it in the soil of an indoor plant. As you bury it, say, I release this. I do not carry it with me into this new season. May it return to the earth and transform. You thank the plant. You place your hand on the soil and whisper, thank you for holding this for me. Thank you for transforming it. Then you walk away. You're not going to dig it up. You're going to leave it there. Trust that it's done. I want to thank Nina Bargel for this inspiration from the Crone Zone. Her philosophy of knowledge, wisdom, and fuck it has been such a gift to me. It brought me so much joy this summer reading it. It really encompassed a light summer read. I know that they're usually like a cozy murder mystery or a romance or, you know, something super light. And for me, this was very funny, dark, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I hope that this little ritual inspires you to pick up her book. She's never been on the show or a guest. Well, maybe we'll try to get her as a guest. I just really enjoyed her book this summer. So it was a gift to me, and I hope it's a gift to you too. I'll post the book in the show notes below so you can click the link. So if you want to find her book, it'll be in the show notes for the episode. All right. So now, my wild ones, it's our collective reading. So I'm going to pull some cards for us and see what our collective reading is for the month of September. Once again, keep in mind, this is a collective reading. Take what connects with you, let go of the rest. So once again, we're going to pull tarot and ancestor cards. We're going to pull the first card is our current situation. The second card will be our action. The third card will be our outcome. Okay, collective reading for the Wild Woman Collective. Okay, so for the first tarot card, we got the Three of Cups. So the Three of Cups, remember that the cups represent emotions. So the Three of Cups is a celebration. So some situation of emotional fulfillment and promise. These will be situations that are beginnings. So initiation to the deeper levels of your heart's experience. It's like a herald for further explorations in the future in the realm of the heart or feeling. So this could just be taking your own peace, finding something you used to love to do and are now doing, bringing the joy into your daily routine. That could be the current, or it could just be the summer, how you just feel so great right now. Hopefully all of you are taking a slice of cake for yourself. You know, the we and the me, also the me, including the me. So action to be taken is the Six of Pentacles. Pentacles usually represent money, or self-worth. And the Six of Pentacles is a situation where money is to be shared, where the individual is called upon to offer generosity, or it could also be you're the reciprocant of other people's generosity. So this is a generosity card. Your faith in life is regained with this card. And the outcome, the tower represents, you know, breaking down of existing forms, which makes sense when it comes to transition. This is almost like a faded transition. The tower comes up. It's all about things are changing and you don't really have any control over the change. And how you transition through this change all depends on how you look at it. So the tower asks you where you may have been constricted or bound by a false persona or image. The tower is all about breaking down that false persona or image because it actually isn't serving you. Whether you're willing or not to get rid of it, it's fate decrees it. So this is a really powerful card. It's one of the major arcana. So it's about really deep transformation, but it comes about because someone has reached a breaking point and can no longer live within that confines. So it's about breaking free, which really aligns with the wild woman archetype. You no longer can be bound and not free to express yourself and be your true nature. And this tower card is saying it's faded. So for the ancestor cards, the first card for the current situation is Lord. Take charge with authority. Don't be afraid to take charge or use your voice. Be strong. Sometimes you have to control in order to be honored. If you feel that your kindness or gifts have been taken for granted, it's time to change that. There is no excuse for bad behavior, and the ancestors encourage you to hold your ground and speak your mind in a fiercely loving way. You have the energy and the might to overcome dramas or energies that aren't working for your growth. And it's time to take charge before you find yourself in a situation you don't want to be in. You are being encouraged to be the boss instead of being bossed. This card also brings the energy of ambition and can show you that you have the potential to move upwards on a professional level, but only if you act with authority and show who you really are. I think this is a great card for balance that we're trying to bring, you know, not to be taken for granted, taking a slice for yourself. So that makes a lot of sense for me for our current situation. Action to be taken is Winter. Take care of your needs. Do everything you need to be your best, then move beyond your fears and limitations. You have an opportunity to move beyond your fears. Although you may feel in the dark, get comfortable with being in the unknown and trust that the light within will sustain you through what seems to be a challenging process. Ask yourself what you need to do to feel more supported and alive. You may uncover something from your past that you have buried deep. Know that when you unearth it and shed light on it, you create space for miracles. You may feel like a lone wolf right now, but it's time for you to be the alpha. All right, and the final card, if we take that action, which I think really goes well with the Tower card and softens it a little bit, because the Tower card can be a shocking card to get, is Earth Mother. Feel loved and comforted. Allow yourself to be cherished. Earth Mother is protecting you with the shield of love and light. You may have felt overwhelmed or out of control emotionally recently, but you are now moving back into your natural center, and that will bring you to a place of clarity and openness. If you have felt ungrounded, know that Earth Mother is here to root you and help you regain your sense of strength. You may not feel like a child, but in the eyes of the divine, you are a child of light, and it's important for you to know that and that you feel loved. If you have had challenges with your mother or with being a mother yourself, know that the energies of mother healing are with you to help you clear any ancestral blockages that are preventing you from making the sacred love connection. You are being guided to make choices that are based on love. I think that was great. Session for September. All right, so that brings us to a close for our September touchstone. This summer was about pleasure and passion, and as we transition into fall, I don't want you to lose that. Make sure you have carved out joy, peace, and passion for yourself as your daily life gets busier and more structured again. Move your body. Release what you don't want to carry. Take gentle care of yourself this September, and I'll meet you back here soon. Thank you for listening to The Wild Woman with Sarah Diop. Remembering your wild, one episode at a time. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and review. Every little bit helps. And I'll see you next time.